Welcome to the May 5th sermon from Clifford Baptist Church, 635 Fletcher's Level Road in Amherst. Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, and the sermon is entitled, The Great Assignment, Make Disciples, delivered today by Pastor Jeffrey Campbell.
Grab your Bibles and go to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 28. And for those of you that are visiting us, I'm going to give a real quick education lesson, and then we will get into our devotion and our sermon today. A very special Sunday in the life of our church. And as we kick off the month of May, last year we did a lot of the focus on mission on Wednesday nights. And so I wanted to bring a little bit more of that to the Sunday morning crowd and make sure that we are involved. And so as we kick off May Missions Month this year, the goal is this, that we are actively involved in the lives of those who have been connected to our church, whether it's through prayer and through reaching out and through supporting as they are on the mission field. I'm guilty, and I'm going to tell you where I'm guilty. I'm guilty of when these people come around saying, I pray for you, in which I do. And yet there are times and there are periods that maybe I don't. And so I'm guilty of writing a check and thinking, that's good enough. But for a missionary on the field, it is good to hear from the people that support you every now and then. And so that's what I want our church to do. As we highlight these ministries and missionaries, my goal and my hope is that we will be people that are reaching out and praying and supporting those that are on the mission field. Here's the education part. Some of you may know this, so it will be a refresher. Some of you may not know this. There are six people that are currently on the mission field that are directly connected to Clifford Baptist Church, whether they are members or whether they grew up in our church, and they will be highlighted through this entire month. But our primary mode of giving to missions as Clifford Baptist Church is through the cooperative program, through the Southern Baptist Conservatives of Virginia and the Southern Baptist Conference. That is our primary support of missionaries. And so I don't want you to miss that. 9% of our total income every month goes to those who are serving on the mission field, and it is funneled through the SBC of Virginia. And that money is used to plant churches, support missionaries, revitalize churches, help missionaries across our state as well as the world. It reaches into men's groups and women's groups and evangelism that throughout our giving each month, we are supporting these efforts. We also collect special offerings. The first, Vision Virginia. That offering helps with church planting, crisis pregnancy centers, English as a second language, and fostering, among many other things within our state. Our Lottie Moon Christmas offering goes to international missions. And our Annie Armstrong Easter offering supports North American missions, missionaries, supplies, and church planting. But for Clifford Baptist Church, this is our primary support of missionaries. And so those that may have the independent mindset, they pick and choose who they want to support and where their support goes, where we put ours into the cooperative program. But there are other areas that we do support. We, as a church, pay the local Hispanic church, the local pastor, we pay his salary. And that is not a boasting, but that is a way that we support missions here locally. We also have a designated fund of money that goes to those that are on the mission field as a career. As they are giving their lives and they are serving, we pull out of that pool to support those that are doing that as well. We also have a local fund of 2.5% of money that goes to local missions. And that can go from anything to reaching in our school system to supporting some of these that you will learn about this month. So I'm out of breath, okay? But with that said, here's what I want to tell you, church. Thank you for your support of missions and mission works throughout the year. Last year, this is not a total number, but just in these areas which I've talked about, $180,000 you contributed to missions work in our world. Amen. That's something to give a hand about. Amen? So these highlighted cards, on the back of them you will find a description of the ministries. On the front of them you will meet their families. You will get information. And here is the goal. Starting today with Derek Kaiser, starting today, we want to pray for him. Starting today, we want to reach out to him. His contact information, his address, his email address, send him a card, send him an email, encourage him. We want to reach out. We want to encourage him. And if you desire to support, those links and that information is here as well. Derek's support of Clifford Baptist Church comes out of that local mission funds in which we help support him. Every week we will highlight one or two of these ministries, and that we will pray, that we will reach out, that we will encourage, and that we will support them during this week. So church, that is your homework. That is your assignment, okay? Are you ready for the great assignment? The greatest assignment that we are given. And here is where I want to start. I believe the church fails at it in most points. And that is this. The great assignment is not to go. The great assignment is not to baptize. The great assignment is not to teach. The great assignment for all believers is to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is our assignment as a church and as individual believers. And so that's where the message goes today. I'm grateful for Power School. Power School helps me keep track of my two teenage boys to make sure that they're not missing their assignments. So mom and dad have the privilege now to watch what their kids do. Look at my boys right there. Look at them. They're like, thanks, dad, right? What a tool that is. They can't say, yeah, I did it. And most of the time they do it. But mom and dad get oversight of what they do. But here's the reality for the church. God Almighty has oversight of the great assignment and the great commission. And that's one that I don't want to miss or I want to fail at. And so today, this is a charge for Clifford Baptist Church. This is a charge for whatever church you're a part of. This is a charge for believers in an individual way, that we must be making disciples, because that is the great assignment that we have been gifted and commanded by God. Matthew chapter number 28 is where we are. These words are very familiar to you. I will start at verse 16 and go through verse 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The great assignment, you'll get 4 points today, and I will give them to you really quickly. I've got a watch, and I know what time it is. They've got 5 minutes apiece. Here we go. The great assignment first is this. It involves power. Look at verse number 18. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus is having a conversation with his 11 disciples. He is now the resurrected Christ. He has died. He has been buried. He has returned. He is the resurrected Christ. And these men, we are told, are imperfect and weak. And yet with those 11 men, the great assignment was given. And that assignment was to make these disciples. Before we ever understand and undertake this assignment, you must realize this. Who has the authority to command us to do that? This is not the preacher's command. I want you to understand that today. This is not my word. This is God's word. And so we understand that as Jesus meets these disciples, he claims all power has been given unto him in heaven and in earth. When we think about power, we think about physical strength. We think about rank. But this is not a declaration of either of those. It is the power that comes from an almighty God. And how many of you know today that Jesus has the power over sickness and disease? How many of you know today that Jesus has power over teaching and instructing? How many of you know that Jesus has power over evil and over Satan and over angels? And he comes to his disciples and says this, I have the power over all things everywhere. Before we say yes to Jesus, before we say yes to the assignment, you must understand this. It is by God's power and God's alone that we are even considered and blessed to be a part of this great assignment. If you try to do it in your own strength or with your own ideas or in your own way, you will not succeed. And so when we think about the power, that can be dangerous. I look at the world powers across our globe, and some powerful people have power to destroy. But here's what our God does. He commands the first 11 with the power to go and make disciples. Go make an impact on this cruel world in my name. Today, the great assignment involves power that comes from God. Look at verse number 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. I'm going to stop right there. And that gives us our second point. And the great assignment has purpose. Not only does it have power, it has purpose. And that purpose is this, to make disciples of all nations. If you boil it down, here is the question. Believers, I'm talking to you and I'm talking to myself. Who are you discipling? Who are you pouring into? Maybe you're here today and you consider yourselves a mature Christian or mature in the faith. Here is what our responsibility is. We should be pouring in to somebody else. And we should be teaching them what we know. We should be discipling them. And our churches are full of baby Christians that don't understand what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And so the great assignment has a purpose, that you win people to Jesus, but that you grow them in Jesus as well. The Baptist Church has done a great job in winning them and leaving them. And yet, our job does not stop when they say yes to Jesus. Our job is just starting. And so if there is somebody in your family or somebody in your group of friends or somebody that you work with, God has given you the purpose in that position to make disciples. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to ask about it. That's our command, to make disciples. Amen? Amen. And so that is our purpose. I got out of high school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Good luck. I got two teenage boys, but good luck, right? Some of you know what you wanted to do. I did not know. I went to the workforce and I went to community college. I walked into my first job. They looked at a scrawny 17-year-old kid and they said, I think we can make a machinist out of you. These two 60-year-old men took the next 5 years and just poured their knowledge into me. Because at 60 years old, they knew the next 5 years they would be leaving. And they wanted me to be the very best that I could. And so in 5 years, I went to school. I worked from 7 to 4:15. I went to college from 5 to 10 o'clock at night. That was my day for 5 years of my life. I tried to learn the trade. I'm not negating college. Go to college. Get an education if that's where the Lord leads you. But most of my learning was the hands-on learning as these men took me under their wing and said, let me show you how to do it. Church, there's a lot to be learned there. If we as mature Christians, as believers, our purpose is to take those new Christians, those new believers under our wing and just show them how to do it. How many years did Jesus spend with these 11 men? Nearly 3 years of his life. And here is what he's saying. I'm getting ready to leave you. It is your job now. So today, my prayer is this, that the purpose of the Great Commission is that we make disciples of all nations, of all people, wherever the Lord has us. It is not by accident. You are where you are. And my prayer is this, the purpose in your life, if you are a believer, is to make disciples. If you are here today and you are not a believer, the purpose in your life is this, you need Jesus Christ as Savior. Amen. That is the invitation today. The Great Commission has a third point. Look at verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. I'm going to stop right there. The great assignment to make disciples, it is a process. And when we think about that process, it is not an easy process. The first word that we are given is this, go. Are you ready, church? How many of you wore your steel-toed shoes today? Because God has been dealing with me on this. Here's what we do as a church. We fling open the doors and say, come. That's not the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to go. And here is the language. As you are going, as you are doing life, as you are living life, wherever you go, you are to make disciples of Jesus Christ. And the church has this bad mentality. We just throw open the doors and we expect them to show up. And when it doesn't happen, we shake our fist at God and say, God, you've let us down. No, we've let God down. And so here is the reality that we must be going. Going. We think in our mind that God has called us. In order to go, we've got to leave our county, we've got to leave the state, or we've got to leave our country, or we are not missionaries. That is far from the truth. But here is the reality. You will have to leave your comfort zone. And you will have to go with the great gospel message that Jesus can and Jesus will change your life if you put your faith in Him. And so when we hear that word go, I want you to notice as you walk out of these doors today, there are signs above the doors that say you are entering the mission field. As you go today, go to make disciples of Jesus Christ. The second word is to baptize. When we think of baptisms, we celebrated 15 of them last week here in this sanctuary. Praise be to God for what He is doing. And we are commanded to baptize. Now listen, if you are here today and you are a believer and you have never been baptized, listen, this is not the preacher. This is the Lord's command. You need to be baptized. Baptism doesn't save you. Baptism tells the world what's on the inside. That you have made a decision to follow Jesus. And you have given your life to Him. And you have trusted by faith in Him. And that baptism signifies that as you go down and you rise to walk in the newness that Christ offers you in life. And so today, we are to continue to baptize. That is part of this. The third word today is to teach. And here's where we drop the ball. So we go and we tell them about Jesus. We baptize them after they come to Jesus. And then that's where we stop to historically as the church. The third word, verse number 20, it says this, teaching them to observe all things. The third thing that we must do as the church's job is to teach. We cannot stop when someone gets saved and baptized. As a believer, your obedience goes beyond this. It goes beyond salvation. It goes beyond baptism. It means that you must grow. There is a two-sided coin here, and here is that two sides. Church, we must have teachers that teach the truth. And individually, we must be willing to teach those who are around us as we are going. But the other side of the coin is this. If you are a new Christian and a new believer, you must be willing to be taught. You must be hungry and you must desire the Word of God. Christians today, if you consider yourself a baby Christian, here is my advice. Get someone to disciple you. Get involved in a small group. Get involved in a Sunday school class. Get involved. 1 hour of teaching a week is not good enough. You got to do more than worship, okay? You get involved. Be discipled. Be led by somebody. There's one more word, and that word comes from verse number 20. It says this. The end of the verse says this, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, amen. The great assignment has a promise, and that promise is this, you are not alone. Put yourself in the disciples' shoes. Jesus was getting ready to ascend to heaven. Those 11 were commissioned with the gospel to go to all of the world. And Jesus' last words is this, I'll be with you always. And then he goes and ascends to heaven. Could it be that you felt like you just lost your best friend? You lost your mentor, you lost your teacher, you lost the one who taught you so much. Now what do we do? The rubber meets the road. The rubber had to meet the road. And in order for it to happen, Jesus had to leave. But Jesus also left the responsibility to 11 men to go and change the world. 11 can quickly become 22, can become 44, and you do the rest of that math. That's how discipleship was designed. It was not designed to throw open the doors and say, whoever shows up, that's who belongs here. How many of us today will remember the great assignment and the promise is this, I will be with you always. That promise is ours today. As we think about this great assignment, here's what I want you to do. I hope your Bibles are still open, and I hope you write in your Bible. I write in my Bible. I want you to circle or underline four words. I've done it in my own Bible. In verse number 18, I want you to circle or underline all power. Underline and circle those two words. In verse number 19, I want you to circle or underline all nations. In verse number 20, I want you to circle all things. And in verse number 20, I want you to circle always. And here is the message of the gospel. All power. All nation, all things, always. That is the promise of our Savior. Today, here is the reality. You have been commissioned. When my brother enlisted into the Air Force, he was commissioned with that responsibility to, at whatever cost, to protect this great nation. They made him raise his right hand. They made him to repeat a few words. But they made him take a vow to protect the nation at all cost, including his life. I'm not going to make you do that. But that is the same mentality that we need to receive this great commission with today. That our job of making disciples in this world starts in this room and starts in every heart of every believer today. So as we bring this sermon to a close, this great assignment to make disciples, we understand that the Holy Spirit must do His part in the leading of that. But we as believers must do our part as well. As you go today, who will you disciple? Who will you impact with the gospel? Believer? That's a question that you ponder in this moment of invitation. But if you are here and you are not a believer, here is the question for you. The question that you must ponder as you come before a holy God today is this. Do you have Him as your Savior? Do you know Jesus not here, but here? And my prayer is this, that no one will leave this sanctuary today without knowing the life-saving power of Jesus Christ. His blood covered our sin. His death took our place. His burial and resurrection gives us life and life for eternity. Today, if you need Jesus as your Savior, this is your invitation to come today. The Great Commission for some of you is to go and make disciples. The great invitation for some of you is to come and receive Him as Savior today. Let's pray together. Father God, in these moments of invitation today, we come before You recognizing, Lord, that Your work is already happening. God, thank You for the Holy Spirit, which I believe is moving right now. God, I pray, Lord, in the lives and the hearts of these people today, and in my own heart, God, that You will bring me to that point to realize that my responsibility with the Great Commission, with the great assignment, is to make disciples. And if I fail, I have no one to answer to but You, oh God. Lord, I pray that no one misses heaven because I missed my assignment. So, Lord, in only the way that You can, this invitation is Yours. For that one that needs to come today, Lord, we invite them by Your Spirit. Lord, thank You, Lord, that they can come and realize who Jesus is, the price that was paid for sin, the need that they have for forgiveness. Lord, I pray people will repent today and believe in Jesus. God, today as we come before You, Lord, I pray this is a challenge for believers in this room, that we understand this assignment. And this assignment is not just simply writing a check and supporting, or writing an email and supporting. This assignment is that we are responsible to make disciples. God, I pray that You grow the people of this church in that responsibility. Lord, we give this moment of invitation to You today.
You've been listening to Truth for the Journey from Clifford Baptist Church. You're always welcome to visit Clifford Baptist Church for Sunday school at 9:45, worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening worship at 7 p.m. Join us again next Sunday for Truth for the Journey.